Wasteland, Beginning at the End. Ketopia, Andre Boeing, January 11th, 2024. Making sense from public waste datasets with AI as a partner in citizen science curiosities. As a citizen of the Documenta city of Kassel, Germany, and a layman non-professional when it comes to waste management and understanding the statistics, I needed help to create a dataset from the PDF that I can then ask in a natural way along my citizen science curiosities. I also had to change the metrics to kilogram, a metric I am more used to in my daily life when stepping on a weight scale, buying flour, potatoes, or the easy conversion to liters from fluids where 1 liter equals 1 kilogram. I now have a better feeling for the waste scope instead of using milligram/A, which I cannot even speak out correctly. So I downloaded the original publication PDF and uploaded it into Data Analyzer in ChatGPT-4 for curious citizen science. Attention! On this PDF we see a provisional results for 2022, so they do not seem to be the finals. Those were not available from the original press source of the County of Hessen, which just had text without sources. So, after feeding it into the data analyzer of ChatGPT-4, some waste statistics Kassel 2022 came up, generated by citizen AI collaboration. So, human citizen asked questions and learned how to ask better and more precise questions along the way. AI answered and explained the way it got to the answer. For humans' own replication and recalculation, which of course I haven't done. Human used intuition and curiosity. AI used calculation and explanation of how it calculated. On the website we see some fancy pie charts showing the different kind of waste types and the percentage of waste. And then we have some German results, some answers that came out of the dialogue and questioning in German language. For example, 162.147.000 Kilogramm Müll haben wir in Kassel als BürgerInnen und Gewerbe in 2022 produziert. 2.528.600.000 normale A4-Blätter sind vom Gewichtsvergleich her allein in Kassel als Altpapier in 2022 angefallen. Das entspricht 12.643.000 Kilogramm Papier. So, some impressive numbers, which I could just ask in a natural way. ChatGPT created a Python script with a dataset. This Python does not byte and just uses minimal bytes to do stuff. And then we can simply ask questions in our natural language. How much waste in kilogram, without industrial waste, or just the ones we can recycle? For example, I asked for a circle diagram showing the different kind of waste types just for the household waste. The second code snippet plotted the tasty pie. This code stuff is optional for fiddling and only opens when clicked. We can simply continue to ask in a natural way, of course, which I did. Checking out some real humans I could call by phone and ask my open questions in my city, I surfed along these public wastemanagement.orgs and loved the wide range of services they offer, plus the way they communicate. Personal, human, elegant in style, and natural, authentic. Check it out. Great website and common good services at http://abfall-kreis-kassel.de. Well, then we have an impressive photography by Heiko Jakob of Nordhessen Rundschau, which is an online magazine. He's an amazing photographer, and we see the waste power plant that we have here in Kassel, which burned, but thermally recycled, used for energy and warmth, 63,245,000 kilogram commercial waste. So that was thermally recycled in 2022. We get a link to that site too. Personal conclusions. Ooh, we see the waste image from above, which is a computer-generated and photoshopped waste dump and our landscape around Kassel. On that, we see the big pie chart of the different kind of waste. And left to it is a big Pac-Man, which has a big open mouth with waste in it, residual waste that we cannot use. So it has the same size, the mouth and the big chunk and the pie statistics. First, yeah, celebrating the 2.6% organic waste used for new soil in a short period of time. That's the compost we collect in our city. The light blue second biggest chunk in our waste pie. But let's talk about the Pac-Man in the room. How come we produce unusable residual waste, Restmüll, that biggest blue chunk in the statistic pie? A third of everything. 33.3% of our household waste. And only that tiny red piece with 7.2% is recyclable, lightweight packaging, yellow bag, former gelber Sack. What happened? First, I'm looking at myself. What are my biggest two chunks in the pie, my biggest waste? For me, it's number one, waste paper. Why do I use so much paper? Because it feels so sustainable, natural, and regrowing in endless rolls of toilet paper and sustainable food packaging. Completely ignoring the amount of imported trees and paper production, even with a high recycling rate here in Germany. And on number two is recyclable lightweight packaging. It feels so light and clean from convenient zip and ready stuff. Collects well. My beloved EcoWork bag is made from pulverized recycled plastics. Yeah, nice. But shouldn't I reduce that stuff? And I have probably a hell load of bulky waste. Plus my residual waste climbs to number two in my hardcore delivery food phases at Lieferando's. So I'm looking at my analog social networks, my friends and workspaces I hang out. I have noticed a dominant habit of not separating waste among places I work and at most of my friends' houses. And there's this common meme that I hear, which goes like this: waste separation? Everything lands in the same dump anyway, so why the extra work in my busy daily life? So that's a big question indeed. I will ask, is that right or just a common excuse? Some questions I want to ask a local expert when we get together. Does it all land in the same dump? 33.3 residual unusable waste. How come? And where does it go? What happens with the recyclable lightweight packaging? So much organic waste. Cool. What do we do with it? Are you up for a public Q&A where citizens can ask you questions about our waste, or maybe a podcast with me? After a phone call, my first one, I had a friendly, informative phone chat with Mrs. Sachi, head of educational projects, pedagogic, for the Waste Circle Kassel, AKK. We chatted briefly about my questions, and she can guide me to the right person to talk in depth if I send an email. But we talked for about 50 minutes on the phone before. And we talked about a possible group expedition of a mixed age group in Q2 and the second quarter 2024, exploring the way of waste in our city region. You can click on the website on the link to get to the very interesting waste circle with many informative information. So let's conclude. The three final conclusions for now. Number one, did the numbers tell me something new? The need to avoid waste where I can and separate the rest for recycling? Of course not. I've been knowing for so long and yet I do not act as much as I could. Maybe you know that. Maybe awareness, questioning, and understanding the bigger picture helps me to contribute to solutions besides continuing to simply do better. That's not a conclusion, that's more questions coming up. Second, if the biggest chunk of our household waste is still unusable residual waste, then do we have to amplify the citizen smart waste education in engaging different resonance groups? Call to action for K-topia agents here is design and prototype fun educational modules and smart waste competence. Conclusion 3. Open data, accessible and askable in my natural lay language helped me to understand the bigger picture of our local wasteland as a citizen and to develop better questions in asking an open artificial intelligence available to me for the prize of public media, plus real people with a vocation in that field, people I can meet and potentially collaborate with on our wastelands journey quests. To be continued. The author and speaker, my name is André Boeing. I'm a freelancing educator in education for sustainable development, father of two sons, in 2024, 10th anniversary as a citizen of Kassel. And I initiated K-topia with a short story challenge we had in November with the Literaturhaus Kassel, Smart Kassel, and Future Space Kassel. This article has been published in the category of waste. It's the first article, so yeah, the category is open. K-topia is a common good co-op of different non-profit partners in Kassel, Germany. It is an experimental expedition of agile, explorative learning about co-creating a smart, regenerative city-region food system through science and art. Partners so far, it started January, second week, is Future Space, an open and inclusive space for exploration and passionate learning. Open 7 days a week for everyone without financial barriers, with a special focus for school classes, weekday mornings, and young people in general. And Irving Grove, that's me, Social Mycelium Services in Education for Sustainable Development. That's a long one, so SMS for ESD, that's the short one. André Boeing, independent freelancer and co-op partner of Smart City Kassel. You can find me at Urban Growth, and I recommend futurespace.org for the real cool stuff. Thanks for listening in, and have a beautiful day. And no imperative at the end, like reduce waste and recycle more, but hell yeah, we need to do that, right? Bye-bye.